From Decrypt Media, this is the Decrypt Daily. My name is Matthew Diemer. Today is Monday. Happy Monday, y'all. We're going to get into the crypto news coming up on the Decrypt Daily.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome to the show. Today is Monday, September 26th, 2022. I hope everybody had a great weekend. Crypto prices, we're coming up in just a second. It's not good. It's not real bad, but it's not good. I still think we're going to get a lot more down over the course of the next couple quarters. So, you know, just buckle up. And just to say it again, last week on the show, I asked anybody who's listening to the show if they're an expert in running Facebook ads. Because I want to run Facebook ads. And you know what? I just don't want to mess them up because you either do it well or you do it crappily and you just give them a lot of money. So if anybody knows how to run Facebook ads and wants to volunteer their time to help me do that, let me know, MatthewAaron@decrypt.co. Let's get into those crypto prices.
Here comes the money.
Here we go. Money talks.
And the time is 9 a.m. Eastern Daylight Savings Time. We have Bitcoin sitting at $19,067. It says even in 24, it's up 1% in an hour. It's up 1.3% in 7. Ethereum is at $1,314, down 0.8% in 24. Tether is number 3, USDC is number 4, and Binance is at 273, down 1.2% in 24, but up 3.5% in 7. Rounding off the top 10, we have XRP, which is sitting at 46.5 cents, down 10% in 24, but up 32% in 7. BUSD, number 8 is Cardano, number 9 is Solana, and 10 is Doge. The total market cap is down 1.3% at $930 billion. We have a BTC dominance of 39.2 and an ETH dominance of 17.3. Moving into today's headlines. Again, it's Monday, so, you know, we don't have much news on Monday, especially since most of the Decrypt writers are at Masari's mainnet. And so everything's just talking about Masari's mainnet and who they see there. So anyway, here's what we have. Grayscale Bitcoin Trust, or GBTC, the industry's biggest Bitcoin fund, hit a record discount of 35.18% last Friday. If you don't know what GBTC shares are, well, they allow investors to trade shares in trusts that hold pools of Bitcoin, with each share tracking the price of Bitcoin. The purpose is to give traditional investors exposure to the leading cryptocurrency without needing to actually buy and hold the asset itself. The trust, well, it flipped negative and began trading at a discount compared to spot Bitcoin prices at February of last year, following the launch of several Bitcoin ETFs in Canada. It may seem like a bargain if you're thinking about it. Like, oh, wait, I can buy Bitcoin for less than Bitcoin spot? Well, actually, it comes with a catch. There's no way to redeem GBTC. GBTC holders are simply stuck with this asset that is going down and they're holding bags, or they're selling at a loss. Grayscale has been arguing that the best way to resolve this issue is to convert its GBTC product into a Bitcoin ETF. However, the SEC, as we all know, are not approving any spot Bitcoin ETFs. And if you're thinking a spot Bitcoin ETF is not a big deal, well, then just take a look at gold. Because when gold had a spot ETF, it just went up only for quite some time. So let's just say a hacker, they rob you of your precious NFT. It was called a Bored Ape. Well, right now, you are just SOL. Shit out of luck. You lost your Bored Ape or your precious NFT. But people are working on a new token standard, so you can reverse that transaction and get your ape back. There's a couple Stanford researchers, and they recently drew up a new fresh proposal for an Ethereum standard token, an ERC-20R and an ERC-721R, which you guys know ERC-20s are the standard protocol for launching tokens on Ethereum. And ERC-721 is the NFT standard protocol. I'm assuming R means reversible. Well, I guess you're down thinking, okay, how do these reversible tokens work? Well, they combine a token contract and a governance contract. The governance smart contract is controlled by a decentralized judiciary system where a decentralized quorum of judges votes to freeze and reverse malicious transactions. A victim whose funds get stolen or hacked could make a freeze request to the governance smart contract with appropriate evidence. And while making that freeze request, the victim must fund the judiciary process. Basically, you have to pay the judges. Well, you can pay more to get things done quick, or you can pay less for things to just kind of sit there. I guess this normal capitalism, right? If the majority of decentralized judges vote in favor of the victim, the funds can be frozen and then a trial is initiated. During the trial, both parties, the victim and the hacker, can submit their evidence to the decentralized judges who will again vote on the outcome. Based on the final vote results, the funds are either then returned to the victim or the request is rejected. As you might guess, there's some people saying that this is a good idea and a lot of people saying that this is a horrible idea. And the majority of people that are saying this is a terrible idea that won't work is basically just saying that it's against the entire point of cryptocurrency. You know, you were supposed to be immutable. And if you can be mutable, then what's the point of the blockchain? Which, in my opinion, is kind of like old man shakes fist at cloud sort of thing, you know? Like, we just want to be traditional. This is the way things have been done. This is the way things are going to be done. However, I think the failure at the system is just the complexity of it. You have to get these unbiased, like, decentralized judges that are going to vote and do a trial on something that's been stolen and hacked. Like, I don't know. It seems like a big faff and it's going to cost a lot of money. And I think the whole point is we just have to prevent these hacks from happening and create safer, more secure systems. I don't know. It just seems like a big pain in the ass. What do you think? Matthew Earn at Decrypt.co. Do Kwon, the co-founder of the Terra ecosystem, that, you know, $40 billion gone, algorithmic stablecoin, totally just lost everybody's money. Well, Do Kwon has been charged with violating capital markets in South Korea and faces legal challenges in multiple jurisdictions. And South Korea went to Interpol and said, hey, we want to issue a red notice, and a red notice for the Terraform's lab co-founder has now been issued, meaning that law enforcement agencies worldwide can cooperate and locate and arrest Do Kwon. Interpol red notices are issued for fugitives wanted to serve a sentence or for prosecution. And these red notices act as a request for law enforcement worldwide to locate and provisionally arrest a person pending extradition, surrender, or similar legal action. Yet it's interesting, Do Kwon has yet to appear on Interpol's red notice list. How many people are on this list? Only 7,512 names. And so basically, Do Kwon is joining a very elite few. LBRY CEO, and I'm going to assume that's short for Library CEO, Jeremy Kaufman, called out the SEC at Messari's main conference this week in New York as the decentralized file sharing network continues to navigate legal action from the regulator. The SEC charged LBRY with selling unregistered securities in March of last year. The commission took issue with the $11 million in funding raised through a sale of library credits, tokens that are now used to upload files and make payments on the blockchain-based platform, but originally were offered for sale before the network was even built. Kaufman said the company has been fighting the SEC for coming up on 5 years and soon expects a federal judge to weigh in with a ruling on whether a full trial is necessary. The facts in this case would basically apply to every company in this room, said the CEO. The SEC has very much demonstrated that they are out to damage or destroy the cryptocurrency industry in the United States. What do you think? Do you think the SEC is out to destroy the cryptocurrency industry in the United States? Let me know. Matthew Aaron at Decrypt.co. And finally, the team behind the Harmony Protocol have presented a fresh proposal for the recovery of its assets. Remember, there was a $100 million hacking attack on the Horizon Bridge in June of this year. So, yeah, that's a lot of money. Anyway, Harmony initially proposed to reimburse the hacked victims with the proposal's native token called One, billions of which would have to be minted and added to the circulating supply. The proposal would require a hard fork of the Harmony blockchain to increase the supply of the One tokens. However, after an overwhelmingly negative reaction from the community, rightfully so, the Harmony team withdrew the plan and is looking at an alternative way to compensate the users that would see the foundation use the treasury instead. According to the team, they said after listening to the validators and community, the goal is now to preserve the foundation of the Harmony blockchain with 0% minting. They said in a Medium post, we propose not minting more one tokens, nor changing our tokenomics with a hard fork of the protocol. Instead, we propose deploying our treasury towards both recovery and development. The article, however, does not say how Harmony will exactly do either of those, but good luck to Harmony to make sure people get whole. Thank you for joining me this Monday. My name is Matthew Diemer. Don't forget to go to Apple Podcasts. Like, subscribe, share, and leave us a comment. Spotify, smash those 5 stars. And until tomorrow, happy hodling, everyone.